FM, online, on your mobile, and on digital radio. Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
Let's talk to Philip Blunt now. He's a policy writer, once called David Cameron's favourite policy writer. In fact, he's done a whole load besides. Have a bit of a Google of Philip and you'll see exactly what I mean. We're talking about, really, the future of the Tory leadership. Who's going to be the next Prime Minister? I suppose what next for David Cameron as well. Philip, very good morning to you. He had to go, didn't he?
Yes, I think he did have to go, and I think he went in a very honourable fashion, and he recognised that there was a vote for Brexit, felt he couldn't, in his heart, kind of negotiate on behalf of that for the new deal with the EU, if indeed one is possible. So he went, and now it's all up for grabs. And Boris Johnson is clearly the heir apparent, with Michael Gove as the putative Chancellor, and it's all change. And It's all quite extreme, really.
Philip, I don't know whether you heard, I think it was David before, and we were sort of half arguing about that. We still get on, we accept each other's opinions, but, you know, the young feel quite angry about this, don't they? And I think there's going to be more and more as the dust settles in the weeks to come. But I think it's important that the losing side accept that they lost and move on. So I think that was a good example from Cameron.
I think it was, but I think there are clearly issues to confront. I think calls for a second referendum will grow simply because you've got two elements. There will be a whole element of buyer's remorse, if you like, that because, you know, as your previous caller said, we don't know the terms which are going to emerge. You know, we don't know the deal that's going to be struck. So there is a sense in which what might emerge actually could be far, far worse than we have. And there is a sense, I think, that should that be the case, should people realise what they've done, you know, we've already lost so much
money. But Philip, that wasn't a dress rehearsal. That was the real thing. I mean, it couldn't have been made. No, I know you do. I'm just sort of making the point because I've seen the petition online.
It's happened before in Europe, at least three times, where the result of a referenda, reality changes and there's another referendum and people's opinions change. I mean, what if, for example, the majority view decisively shifted after we've seen the social and economic cost and people actually wanted a new deal? And what if, for instance, Europe itself accepted free movement is too destabilising and itself made a new offer? So if there was a new offer from Europe and a new recognition in the country that actually we want to rethink, and with a new offer we can rethink, I think there's perfect grounds for looking at it again, and I wouldn't be surprised if that happened. That's what I'm saying to you. I really wouldn't be surprised. Well, take another scenario. Boris Johnson gets selected, so we've got rid of unrepresentative power in Brussels and we now have unrepresentative power in Westminster. He himself will want a democratic mandate. He goes for an early election, which I think he will. Then you have, let's say, the Labour Party do the sensible thing and get rid of Jeremy Corbyn and have a believable leader. And now the Labour Party then stands on a clear we're not going to table Article 50. We're not going to leave the European Union. We have a general election, and the party that says we're not going to trigger Article 50 wins. Then they have a democratic mandate, actually, not to leave the European Union.
I see.
So I think it's all up for grabs, and I suspect that is a scenario that could well happen.
Philip, how fascinating. And do you think Boris Johnson is odds on? Do you expect him to be Prime Minister?
Very good question. Before this vote, Boris Johnson is actually not particularly popular amongst MPs in Westminster. And under the Tory rules for leadership, the MPs select two candidates that then go to the party membership at large.
Yeah.
Before the Brexit vote, I would say that Boris Johnson hadn't had a particularly glorious re-entry to Parliament and would not have made the last two. Now I think it's inevitable he will make the last two. And Boris Johnson, while not popular with MPs, is popular were with the party. So I find it hard to see how on earth he could be stopped. So I suspect Boris Johnson will indeed be our next Prime Minister.
Lovely to talk to you this morning. That's Philip Blond with some strong views. The possibility, how about that? The possibility of a second referendum. Look, I think I can pop it in into my diary next Friday. I wonder, should we have another crack at all this? Have we made some terrible mistake? We do feel very divided now. Can you imagine that?